The Gemara in Chulin Daf Pei Tes says, Godol Shenemar B'Moshe V'Aharon Yoser Mima Shenemar B'Avram. That which is said regarding the humility of Moshe and Aharon is greater than that which is said regarding the humility of Avram. Because by Avram, when he was davening to Hashem to save the city of Sodom, Avram says to Hashem, V'Onoichi Ofor V'Efer, what am I already? I am just earth and ashes. However, what Moshe and Aharon said was a greater level of humility. When they said to Klal Yisrael, in this week's parasha, when Klal Yisrael complained that they ran out of food, Moshe and Aharon said to the Bnei Yisrael, V'nachnu mo, what are we? We are nothing. So the Gemara is saying that Moshe and Aharon's V'nachnu mo is a higher level of humility than what Avram said, V'anoichi ofor v'efer. And the question is, why is Moshe and Aharon saying V'nachnu mo, showing greater humbleness and humility than what Avram said, V'anoichi ofor v'efer? There is a story said about Rabbi Yonis and Eibshitz that he was once traveling away from his hometown and he found himself in an unfamiliar city for Yom Kippur. Rabbi Yonis and davened in the town shul on Erev Yom Kippur, and he sat next to an old yid who was davening with tremendous kavona, which impressed Rabbi Yonis greatly. When the Gabbe asked Rabbi Yonis where he would like to sit on Yom Kippur, Rabbi Yonis answered, I'd like to sit next to this old yid, because he figured that this yid's davening was so erlich, it would definitely uplift his tefillah on Yom Kippur, and Rabbi Yonison's own tefillah would be on a higher level by sitting next to this old yid. Sure enough, Rabbi Yonison davened next to this yid on Yom Kippur, and he was totally moved and uplifted by the kavanas of this old yid and hearing the way he davened. When it came time for laning on Yom Kippur, the old yid received the aliyah of Chamishi, and he stormed up to the Gabbai and started screaming at the Gabbai, how dare you belittle me like this and give me Chamishi? I'm much greater than the person that you gave Shlishi to. I should have gotten Shlishi. And Rabbi Yonison was so puzzled by this man's reaction. How is it possible that the same person whose davening was so erlich should explode like that at the Gabbai? So Rabbi Yonison approached the old yid and asked for an explanation. The yid said, it's very simple. To daven with humbleness and kavana is not so hard, because over there I'm lowering myself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But to lower myself to another human being and let him get Shlishi while I get Chamishi, that's a different story. Rabbi Yonison said, now I understand the pshat in the Gemara in Chulin, why Moshe and Aharon saying V'nachnu mo is greater than Avram saying V'anoichi ofor v'efer. Because Avram was talking to Hashem, trying to persuade Hashem to save Sodom. And he said to Hashem, V'anoichi ofor v'efer, I am nothing, I'm only earth and ash. However, Moshe and Aharon were talking to Klal Yisrael when they said V'nachnu mo. To say to Hashem, I'm nothing, is not such a challenge. However, to tell another yid V'nachnu mo, that is true humbleness. And that's why the Gemara says, Godol Shenemar B'Moshe V'Aharon Mima Shenemar B'Avram. Moshe and Aharon's V'nachnu mo was greater humbleness than Avram's V'Anoichi Ofor V'Efer. The second word for this week is that the Beis HaLevi, who was the Rav of the city of Brisk, was once learning with his son Reb Chaim when a man entered to ask the Beis HaLevi a shaila. The man had a serious disagreement with a friend of his, and in his anger he made a shvua never to see his friend again. That friend passed away, and the man who made the shvua served as the city's Chevra Kadisha. And the shaila was if he was allowed to help prepare the body for burial. On the one hand, he made a shvua never to see this person again. But on the other hand, maybe seeing his friend's dead body isn't really considered seeing, and it would not be a violation of his shvua. The story goes that the Beis HaLevi turned to his 8-year-old son, Reb Chaim, and asked him what he thought. Reb Chaim replied, the answer to this question lies in the psukim in this week's parsha, because Moshe told Klal Yisrael not to fear the Mitzrayim. Hisyatzvu uru'u es Yeshuas Hashem, stand and see the delivery of Hashem. Ki asher ra'isim es Mitzrayim hayoyim, this that you see the Mitzrayim today, lo yisifu lir'oisam ad ha'olam, you will never see them again. Yet a few psukim later, we see that the Yidden did see the Mitzrayim again. Vayar Yisrael es Mitzrayim meis ha'svas hayom. The Yidden saw the Mitzrayim dead on the edge of the sea. So how is that possible? If Moshe said that you won't see the Mitzrayim again, how were they able to see the Mitzrayim meis ha'svas hayom? Reb Chaim said, we can conclude from these psukim that seeing somebody after their death is not considered seeing them at all. And just like the Yidden were able to see the dead Mitzrayim, after Moshe said, Lo sisifu l'roisam ad olam, so too can the person in the Chevra Kedisha see the dead body of his friend, which he made a shvua never to see again.